going to make a little disclaimer. I didn't think that I would have to make this disclaimer, but sometimes we take things for granted, but they're not really understood. I've been told that Bochurim are thinking that the reason why we're giving the Shiurim so much on Mashiach min HaMesim is because we're in our heads going through the notion that the Misa that we're referring to is Shaykh by Nasi Dereinu, which obviously this is not the regular case. And we're learning about Mashiach min HaMesim for that you should be informed in case there are those that have certain ideas and don't understand the Hasidic point of view on different things, and they come with these questions and sveikas. So therefore, you have to have the so-called ammunition with which to deal with it. So anyways, today I told you I was going to go through some of the Mekoiris that deal with this issue, some of the Mekoiris in Gemara and in other Pirushim. So everyone knows the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, which also, if everyone knows it, why are we saying it? Just so it should be said. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says like this. Amr Reb Nachman said, Im min chaya, if Mashiach is from those which are living, kigoyin ano, it's like I'm a good candidate, like it's like me. Shenem v'ayu adire mimenu umayishle mikir boy. Umayishle mikir boy yotza. So that was his drash. Amr Rav said, Im min chaya hu, if he's from those which are living, kigoyin Rabbeinu HaKadosh. A good candidate would be Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why Rabbeinu HaKadosh? So Rashi explains, V'soivil tachluim, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was suffering for Klal Yisrael, V'chosid gomar haven, he was a total pious person, K'damrin above Metziah, like we said above Metziah, the Gemara says that before Rebbe passed away, he picked up his pinky and he said he's making a shvua that even his pinky didn't have anah from Olam Hazeh. I mean, he was totally given over to the Eibishter. That's notwithstanding the fact that it says on Rabbi Yehuda Anossi's table he would have all the delicacies of the world. In other words, for his guests he would serve them the best things. And the Gemara says even fruits which were in the wrong season. Which a lot of people, fruits which are in the wrong season are very expensive. And sometimes you can't get them. Like they say the story that there was a rabbi, a priest, and imam that were once attacked by a bunch of thieves and murderers. And they were told that they can get one thing before they pass away. So the priest says before he passes away, he wants a prayer book. They get him his prayer book, and then they kill him. And the imam says, before he passes away, he wants to, sacrifice a cow or something. So he does that. They tell the rabbi, what do you want? He says, he wants raspberries. They tell them, it's out of season. He says, well, I have time. But the point is, delicacies, sometimes, they're not available. But on Yehuda Anasi's table, they were constantly there. They were always there. Yet, for himself, he raised his pinky and he said, I didn't have enough of my lamhaza one bit. Then the Gemara says that Imi Messiah, if it was somebody that's from someone that passed away, he going Daniel Ish Chamudas. Like Daniel Ish Chamudas. So there's actually a machloikis. Rashi brings down two pirushim. Well, the second pirush is that the Gemara is looking for a candidate today. If someone was alive, you said it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we're saying we have to look for someone today who was like Daniel then. In other words, the qualities of someone today is like Daniel then. Not that it could be someone that passed away. But it actually means someone living today who has the qualities of Daniel in his time. But the first and main pirush of Rashi is, Rashi says that it would be Daniel. That Imo Yemois and Shemesu, if his father passed away, Daniel Ish Chamudis would be like Daniel. In other words, somebody with the qualities of Daniel, that would make someone pass away, like someone that passed away. And we also have the famous Abarbanel. The Abarbanel, he lived in the time of the Spanish Inquisition. And if I'm not mistaken, he was allowed to stay in France. He was given special rights to stay in Spain, because he was like the finance minister of the king of Spain. But he chose to leave anyways. And he wrote about the Spanish Inquisition and the Gaulus of the Eden of Spain, the famous English book, the Book of the Exiles of Crocodile Island, is based on the writings of the Abarbanel in Parshas Ve'era, where he writes about children which were sent to an island surrounded by crocodiles. He writes all about this thing. And he also tries to explain that the Makkah of Tzvardeya were crocodiles, not frogs. So he learns the Taich of Tzvardeya. But he wrote a famous sefer about Mashiach. It's called Yeshua's Mashichoi to the Barbanel. And in Chelik Beis, Shar Beis of the Barbanel, Perik Aleph, he writes clearly that Va'al Yiskashe Be'necho, it shouldn't be shver by you what people say that Mashiach can be min amesim. Says, don't, it shouldn't be so hard to believe, because the Gemara says in Mefurash, and he gives a bunch of ideas that this is an accepted opinion. Yes. Yeshua is Mashichai. Rabbi Abarbanel. The Stechemed has an interesting pshat. You know, the Stechemed is one of those Niglas Svarim which carries the Kahosh Temple. The Rebbe was very active in printing the Stechemed. It's sort of an encyclopedia. But the Stechemed, he writes like this, that it's true that Mashiach would come from the dead. But that's only if Yidin are Zochel. The way we look at it simply, is that if we are Zoicha, Mashiach will be from the living. If we're not going to be Zoicha, Mashiach will be from those which are not living. The Stechemed, he writes Punt Verkert, that if we are Zoicha, so then Mashiach will be min amesim. He will be from those that passed away. If we are not Zoicha, so then Mashiach will be from the living. Because the Hanocha is that im anu, you know, every generation, there's Yeridas HaDoiris. So therefore, someone from a previous level is living on a higher level. That's the basic Hanocha that we go with. And therefore, he wants to say that Mashiach to be from the Mesim is actually a good thing. And just tomorrow, Sunday, we're going to explain more the Shittas Ram. There's also a Arachayim. Areches Aleph, I think. There's actually an Arachayim on the Pasuk, Darach Koichov Meyakev, which I'm looking for here, exactly the mocker of that Pasuk, where it's in Parshas Bolok. Pasuk, Darach Koichov Meyakev, he also writes a similar thing, the Arachayim, that Darach Koich of Meyakev and become Shevet Mi Yisrael is two types of Geula. That it depends if Zachu or Loi Zachu. But either way, we see clearly this Musig that, and of course there's other times, other Pirushim, Nezoyer and others, but these are from the basic Makaritis of Mashiach Min HaMessiah. There's also the Gemara Yerushalmi says, Imin Hachai, if he's from the living, it's David, and if it's Min Messiah, it's David. And there's the Gemara Yerushalmi and others which get into this thing, and that's the letter on the wall that you have from the leaders of the generation, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that after Gimel Tammuz, so Rabbi Heschel Greenberg from Buffalo and a few others, they went to him. There were a lot of people that didn't want to give Lubavitch money. It was the arts group. It was a group called Arts, that they give money to Talmudic seminaries. And they wanted to stop giving money to Alotarius in the 70 on the account of this belief, that the belief is outside of Orthodox Jewry. This idea of Mashiach min HaMessiah. And so Rabbi Hirschsprung from Montreal wrote a very sharp letter. And then Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, he wrote a letter and he quotes these Gemaras, and he writes that it's definitely not outside the framework of Orthodox Jewry. But I mean, this belief of Mashiach and the Messiah is definitely a legitimate belief. It's interesting that a lot of people are scared to say it because they say that if so, it sounds very Christian, the Mashiach from the dead. And there's two important nekudas that everyone has to understand. Number one is, so what? Just because they copied something, that doesn't mean that they have it right and it's theirs. On the contrary, the Rambam writes that the only reason Christianity is in the world is to bring Mashiach to the world, that people should know about Mashiach, the Goyim should know about him. This way, that way, they should know about Mashiach. So what? It sounds Christian. So if they say they believe in God, that also is a Christian-sounding belief. So therefore, like, so what if it sounds Christian? A lot of things that they have, we do, it sounds, because they copied us. So obviously, a lot of things that we have sounds like them. They have a one day off that they're supposed to rest. It also sounds Christian. So what? Secondly, Rabbi Greenberg from Buffalo, he was once invited to give a speech in YU about Mashiach. And someone asked him that it sounds Christian. He said like this, how come Yoshke is not Mashiach? So the guy answered, because he's dead. That he told him, Ochen vei on you, that if Yoshke was alive today, you would think that he could still be Mashiach. In other words, what made Yoshke not Mashiach had nothing to do with the fact that he was alive or dead. Was that he was mevatel Torah mitzvahs and he took Yidden off the way from Hashem. The reason why we don't believe him as Mashiach has nothing to do whether he was living or dying. It's because what he did. So he told him a very good point. Ochen vei. In other words, for you, if he would be alive, you would maybe think that he's Taka Mashiach. But the Nakud is, just because they look at something and they take something, doesn't mean that.